I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and 76 trombones is what people will be hearing this summer as part of the Indiana Festival Theater's presentations. It's part of the Indiana University Summer Festival of the Arts. Our guest is the chairman of IU's Department of Theater and Drama, Jonathan Michelson. He's also the artistic director of the festival this summer. Jonathan, looks like an exciting summer, three very attractive productions, but let's back up a bit and begin with the move from the Brown County Playhouse.
Yeah, sure. That was a difficult decision that we made. We came to the conclusion that our mission is to train students to compete in a very tough business, and that we had to give them every advantage that we could in terms of this training. And so certainly a professional theater component is absolutely necessary if they're going to go out and try and seek that sort of work. So we decided that we were expending a lot of energy trying to keep the Playhouse going, expending money and effort in things that we could do better on campus and focus our efforts here. And so far it's been great.
Now, you've got two venues here on campus. What are the advantages of the Wells Mats and the Ruth Ann Halls?
Well, there are a lot of things. They're modern theaters. We will use both theaters this summer. We'll open Music Man in the halls and then move the other two plays into the Wells Mats. So right away, it's a fun experience in that audiences will be able to come and sit in the halls and then come and see other productions in the Wells Mats. Obviously, the designers and the technicians work in a certain environment that is state-of-the-art, is a real advantage in terms of putting these productions together.
Now, enough about theaters and history. I mentioned 76 trombones. You'll be opening with Music Man. What are the other shows for the summer?
We're going to do Eugene O'Neill's Wilderness, which is just a delightful play. It's sort of his celebration of an American family. It is a comedy, and it's O'Neill's only comedy, and it really is great fun. I've been wanting to do it for years, and finally I was able to get the cast together and put this production together, and Dale McFadden will direct that. And then we'll also do The Comedy of Errors, which, of course, is by Shakespeare, and that's a romp. That'll be a great fun. Again, a wonderful cast, delightful hijinks.
The Brown County Playhouse had a long history, from a riverboat to a barn with a tent, and had a local audience for its fair. The three plays seem a bit different than the usual run-up for Brown County. Can you describe perhaps the focus and maybe the philosophy behind the choices?
Yeah, sure. We hope to still do great summer fare. These are funny, delightful, light plays that one can come and see. On the other hand, these have some classic elements to them. Obviously, The Music Man, there are a few musicals, I think, that are better put together. Eugene O'Neill, Wilderness, you know, that author, you can't quite go wrong. And, of course, Shakespeare. And so that has been a shift, a conscious shift in the material that we can do and present to audiences here in Bloomington.
You've mentioned the three plays, part of the Indiana Festival Theater, but there's an additional opportunity for both students and audiences, playgoers, at the end of the summer.
Yes, that's right. We do our premier musicals, which we develop a musical from the ground up. And this summer, we truly will start from the beginning. We have a writer and composer from New York who will come in. They'll work with our students, and they'll build this production. And it's something that we will work on this summer, and then these two will go away and work on it some more, and we hope to bring it back in a full form the next summer. So it's a developmental process. And that's really been what we've wanted to do with premier musicals, is to take something that's brand new and give authors and our students the ability to work on something and develop it, and then allow audiences to come and see it, see how it works, take it away, develop it some more, and bring it back. So that's very exciting.
The premier musical wraps up the summer, but it all opens with Meredith Willson's The Music Man, continues with Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors and Eugene O'Neill's Ah, Wilderness. It's the Indiana Festival Theater opening in June. Our guest has been Jonathan Michels, the chair of the IU Department of Theater and Drama and the artistic director of the festival. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.